Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this wonderful references of Jesus, this living in the time, living in the culture, but divinely protected, divinely watched over. And so we just thank you, Lord. But also we realize that everything comes from you and everything is spiritual because everything comes from the spiritual realm. I'm talking about all the beautiful, good things. Light, order. And so, Lord, we just thank you, just as you place Jesus strategically in every way. So we just thank you, Lord, that you have got our lives. We were born for a time such as this. Our days are written while there were yet none of them. So thank you, Lord, that we can learn to live with you daily, hourly, secondly, Lord, because that's a reality. Lord, everything comes from you. And you have got a plan. I think of that word, life is like a minefield, but God knows the way, so you better stick to him like glue. Thank you, Lord, that we're in the family with a Father, with a good Lord and Savior, and a powerful Spirit, and with a wonderful agenda. You know us. You have got plans for our lives, Lord. We're predestined. So thank you for that. Bring it to pass. Your will be done this day. And every day in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Luke 2 from verse 1 to 7. At that time, Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own hometown. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was promised in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have a baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn.
Hallelujah. You can just see here, you know, sometimes things don't look nice or they're not working out according to our plan. But we need to always know God has got a plan and rest in him and do what you can with what you've got. So this end part here is beautiful. They used what they could and they went into the stable. They put him into a manger. Nothing wrong. I mean, people got things that say, oh, that needs to be this way, it needs to be that way. Just stay with your God and do what you can with what you got. Amen. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.